Hello, I am Rabbi Moshe Schwab, and I'm glad you could be here with us today. This is our Torah study. We also have an accompanying study to go with this. It's entitled Becoming a New Person. So this is the portion Lechacha, and the reason we cover the portions is because that was instituted by the prophets. Nehemiah probably instituted that. So let's begin our study. Before I do, sometimes we think that so much depends on us, and I try to hear from God every day something specific for my own life, and I just thought I'd share some of those things with you at this time. Last week, thought God said to me, God is greater than all and can work in all situations. And of course, when we get these kinds of things, we look to see if these are true. Does the Bible say that? Of course, we know God is all-powerful, so that makes sense. I also thought on another day, I thought God said, keep moving forward, don't stop. And so, it applies to life. We don't give up, we keep moving forward, especially spiritually with God. Another day, I thought God said to me, don't hang on to the worldly, trust in God. And so sometimes we have the propensity to trust mostly in worldly things instead of God. And so that's just a word of encouragement from God to keep on trusting in Him. And we're supposed to trust in God. Another day, be unmovable. Those that do not want truth will have to face up to their lies. And so there are people out there that are not teaching the Bible in its context. They are just reading it without context, and they're coming up with all kinds of stuff. And they'll have to stand before God someday. So let's start our Torah study. Lechacha, the portion for today, means go forth yourself. The portion Lechacha begins with God telling Abram, his name is not yet Abraham, to leave Haran, when he was 75 years old, to go to the land that He would show him. God would give him the land of Canaan to his descendants. In the last portion, Abram leaves Ur with his family and father. The Jewish writings tell us that Abraham resisted idolatry and believed in the one true God. Perhaps he was raised for a while with the family of Noah, as the Jewish writings suggest. Noah died just before Abraham was born. His father stays in Haran. Perhaps he is too old to move on. It doesn't say why he didn't continue on. God's protection would be with Abraham, and God would bless the whole earth through him. Through Israel and God's believers, God has blessed the earth. The world has received evident witness of this blessing, the most prestigious award for contributions to the world is known as the Nobel Prize. Out of the some 900 Nobel Prizes awarded since 1901, about 261 of those were given to Jews. And I say about because I tried to count how many there were exactly. At present, the approximately Jewish population is about 0.2% of the world population. So some 29% of significant contributions to the world were given by a people group who represent an extremely small percentage of the world population. This is proof that the blessing given to Abraham by God is true. But let's not forget about the blessing that came through the greatest Jew of all, Yeshua, the Messiah. Yeshua backed up who he is and did amazing things. Yochanan said, and there are also many other things that Jesus, Yeshua, did, which if were written, one by one, I suppose that not even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. John 21:25. Matthew 8:16 says, when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. He cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. It says it healed all who were sick. Yeshua demonstrated who he is. Yeshua also gave himself for our sins. The Bible says no one could do that without Yeshua allowing that. In John 19:11, that's what Yeshua said. God planned that the Messiah would give himself. It says in Isaiah 53, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So that's Isaiah 53:6. Yeshua did not stay dead, but rose from the dead. Psalm 16:8-11 says that the Messiah, there's a prophecy concerning the Messiah, that he would not remain dead. Yeshua is the faithful one who rose from the dead. It's talked about in that psalm. And some 500 people saw him at the same time after he rose from the dead. We see in 1 Corinthians 15:3-6, as it details about some of the people who saw him alive. Also, we are to repent, accept Yeshua as the Messiah, and receive the Helper, the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:38 says, repent, and that means to turn towards God, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Yeshua the Messiah, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So we are supposed to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit when we believe. Abraham also blessed the whole world through the Messiah. After Abraham gets to Canaan, he goes to Egypt during a famine and tells Sarai to pretend to be his sister. Pharaoh gives gifts to Abram for Sarai to be his wife, but after some plagues in Pharaoh's house, Pharaoh finds out that Sarai is actually Abram's wife. So the Pharaoh then gives him some more gifts and sends him away. So after they get back to Canaan, Abram becomes wealthy, and there was some quarreling between Abram's and Lot's herdsmen. Lot goes off to the east to live, but he finds out that the people of Sodom are very evil. Lot went off to the east instead of staying with Abram, the person that God chose to bless the earth. I don't think that was such a good idea. There's a lesson in this. We should try to work things out with others. Also, Abram was chosen by God, and we should honor and respect those that God chose to lead us. Abram's name is not yet changed, Abraham. So God instructs Abram to walk through the land that God was giving him. Then Lot and his family get taken away as war booty. Abram rescues Lot, and Abram returns. Melchizedek meets Abram, and Abram gives him 10% of the war booty, and they have bread and wine together. According to the Jewish writings, Melchizedek is Shem. That is Abraham's seventh great-grandfather. Melchizedek means king of righteousness. He was king of Salem, which later on became Jerusalem. That's where Melchizedek, Shem, worshipped El Elyon, and it says in the Jewish writings that he had a prophetic school there. So in this portion, then, Shem, Melchizedek, blesses Abram. Perhaps this helps us understand why God sent Abram to Canaan to learn from the righteous man Melchizedek. After this, God again promises Abram that he would have many descendants, tells him about their enslavement in Egypt, and tells him that his descendants will inherit Canaan. After sunset, God makes a covenant with Abram and gives him the specific territory boundaries of the land he was giving him, which has not, by the way, been completely fulfilled yet. So it will be fulfilled sometime. Abram still doesn't have offspring, so he has a child by Hagar when he was 86. When Abram is 99 years old, God tells Abram to walk in his presence and have a pure heart. God changes Abram's name to Abraham and reaffirms an everlasting covenant with him. God tells him that circumcision was to be a sign to Abraham and his descendants of God's eternal covenant. We should note, Shaul also teaches, that's Paul, teaches circumcision. In Galatians 5:11 it says, I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? You see, we have to understand that the Torah teaches us to save lives, and also Yeshua taught that as well. He said, which of you having a donkey or an ox that has fallen into a pit will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day? So because adult circumcision is dangerous, it shouldn't be done. And so the people that were trying to push this were wrongly pushing this because people were dying as a result of this. But circumcising babies is still to be done. That's what Shaul taught. That's what Paul taught. It is a sign for believers. Also, the Holy Spirit is given a sign for believers in the Messiah. God changes Sarai's name to Sarah, and God says he will bless her and make her the mother of nations. God tells Abraham that his son Ishmael will have 12 sons, but Isaac will be heir to God's covenant. The portion ends with Abraham having all the men in his household circumcised. The early believers in Yeshua lived in an idolatrous empire in the diaspora outside of Israel. We see references to this in Shaul's letters. Of particular note, God tells Abraham to walk in his presence. Perhaps this is referring to the time in the garden when Adam and Eve walked in God's presence. Although believers in the true God no longer live in the garden, they could still acknowledge God's presence. And the Old Testament believers could talk to God and could speak to him, as evidenced throughout the Tanakh, throughout the Old Testament portion. Believers in Yeshua not only have the opportunity to walk in God's presence, but have his presence in them through the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is truly a coveted honor for us. The Holy Spirit is our helper to keep God's commandments and is with us in life to help us. And Yeshua says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. That's John 14, 15, and 16. Yeshua said that God's commandments help us, and the Holy Spirit is another helper. Abraham and his family are called Hebrews. They weren't from around there, so the people who lived there called them Hebrews, as understanding they came from, they were foreigners, they came from across, they crossed over the Jordan. Some mistakenly think that this word Hebraic has something better meaning than the word Jew. The word Jew comes from Judah, which means praise, which is better. Crossed over from the pagan land of the East, or praise. Shaul says we are to be God's people of praise, not pagans who crossed over from the East. Ephesians 1:14 says, thus bring him praise commensurate with his glory. And that word praise, of course, Judah means praise. And, you know, some of that, we do confess that we are from the East. It's in the Torah, and it's an act of humility, recognizing our humble beginnings. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 26:5 that after Passover, we are to declare our humble roots. We were Arameans who came from the East. In other words, we used to be pagans. It is an act of humility, like I said. We give thanks for the amazing opportunity to be God's people. When we give around that time of Passover, we should also remember how good God has been to us. We could still be in sin, but God has delivered us through his commandments and the Messiah, Yeshua. And he gave himself for us for our sins on Passover. Abraham endured many tests to his faith and remained faithful. Perhaps God's promises to Abraham came as a result of Abraham's faithfulness. We should understand that we too will face testing in life, and we should remain strong and faithful towards God. Abraham left his homeland because God told him to go to the land of Canaan. That required some risk. He also believed that God would provide a son for him and Sarah. Though he had doubts at times, this should remind us to get back on our feet when we fail. We don't stay on the ground and crawl around like a baby. We ask for forgiveness and get back up and stand strong in God's commandments. Deuteronomy 8:2 says, "And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Don't stay down. Get up and walk." The Haftarah for Lech Lecha is Isaiah 40, verse 27 through 41:16. In Isaiah, just before this portion begins, it talks about how great God is compared to the nations. In this portion, God asks Israel why they complain. God does not grow weary, and his ways cannot be understood. He strengthens the weak, and those that hope in him will be renewed. God is over all, and he is the victorious God of Israel. He will bring them from the ends of the earth, and their enemies will be destroyed. God will help them, and so Israel will have joy in the Lord. Isaiah 40 says, "Have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength." That's beginning in Isaiah 40, verse 28. Our God gave our father Abraham help, strength, and blessings. And God will help us too. God can do what he says he will do. After all, he is God. And God will fulfill all he has promised. So now to conclude with the blessing. Yevirecha Yehovah ve'yishmerecha, Ya'er Yehovah panav alecha v'chuneka, Yisa Yehovah panav alecha v'simlecha, Shalom. Yehovah bless you and keep you. Yehovah make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Blessings on this Shabbat, and may you have a great week, and may you be clothed in God's purposes. God bless.